USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. A large group of demonstrators gathered around the state parliament in Victoria, Australia, to demand an end to a recently imposed vaccine mandate and protest a draft pandemic bill that would grant draconian powers to officials. Photos and videos circulating on social media show a vast crowd outside Parliament House in Melbourne, the state capital, on Saturday, where activists were seen holding signs and placards, one reading, "Sack Dan," referring to State Premier Daniel Andrews. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has confirmed that leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies, the G20, have endorsed a historic agreement on new international tax rules, including a global minimum corporate tax. This is USA Radio News.
It's a MyPillow for the rest of your body, the MyPillow mattress topper. You will sleep well. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't forget, using my promo code USA will save you a bunch of money on anything on the MyPillow website. Christmas is coming. Get ready. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175. I know it's just October, but it's never too early to look for Christmas gifts and give those you love the gift of a good night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, shop for great gifts, including the original MyPillow, MyPillow slippers, mattress toppers, pet beds, and of course my promo code USA will save you up to 66% on anything on the MyPillow website. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA, and give someone a gift that you love.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis launched criticism at President Joe Biden on Friday as he called lawmakers into a special session November 15th to take up legislation to prevent vaccine mandates enacted by businesses.
He wants to have the government force kindergartners to wear masks in school. He doesn't believe the parents should have a say in that. He thinks that should be a decision for the government. Well, I can tell you in Florida, the parents are going to be the ones in charge of that decision.
The Taliban continues to display acts of brutality.
Taliban soldiers reportedly kill 2 civilians and wound 10 others during a wedding. Sources tell independent reporter Bilal Sawari their crime was playing music during the party. A Taliban defense official says the 2 officers have been arrested. Meanwhile, a video posted on Twitter shows a former police chief under the old regime being mistreated by his captain. While his hands are tied behind his back, the man is slapped. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A remark made by a Food and Drug Administration advisor is the most dangerous statement I've ever heard in medicine, the only active practicing physician in Congress said in a new interview. Dr. Eric Rubin, editor-in-chief of the New England Journal of Medicine, sits on the administration's vaccine advisory panel. Before the panel voted this week to advise the FDA to authorize Pfizer's COVID-19 jab for kids 5 to 11, Rubin said, in part, "We're never going to learn about how safe this vaccine is unless we start giving it. That's just the way it goes." A U.S. Capitol officer resigns.
A Capitol police officer who was accused of obstructing the January 6th investigation has now resigned. Michael Angelo Riley, who has served 26 years as a U.S. Capitol police officer, is facing 2 counts of obstruction of justice. He allegedly tried to help a person on Facebook avoid prosecution for taking part in the January 6th attack. His post on Facebook read in part, "I'm a Capitol police officer who agrees with your political stance. Take down the part about being in the building. They are currently investigating, and everyone who was in the building is going to be charged." He later deleted his own messages to try to cover his tracks. Riley was placed on administrative leave when he was charged with obstruction of justice. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.